How long was In Rock in the making? I mean, was that stuff that you had in your mind?
Yeah, it was. In Rock was something that I got fed up with playing with classical orchestras, and I thought, well, this is my turn. I'm the rock kind of thing, you know. So John was into more classical. I said, well, you've done that, I'll do the rock. Whatever turns out the best, we'll carry on with. And I said, if this fails, this record, then I'll play with orchestras the rest of my life.
You don't think it failed?
Pardon?
You don't think it failed? In Rock?
Well, hardly.
No, I'm saying, I mean, yeah. It's obviously...
Yeah, it was a good LP. It was very, very, everything was about 20, you know, like, everything was about 1,000 miles an hour. It was good LP, that.
Definitely.
Objectively speaking, I think so. Everything on there was good. I don't think there was one track I really hated. Second LP? Fireball, that was a bit of a disaster, because it was like thrown together in a studio. We had no time, managerial pressure. You've got to play here, there, and you've got to make an LP. And then you're back to Australia, you're back to here. I got kind of bitter about that. I thought, you know, if you want an LP, you've got to give us time.
Right.
And they wouldn't. So I got a little bit bitter there, and I just threw ideas to the rest of the group that I thought up on the spur of the moment. I had nothing in my head. Machine Head, they gave us, because of the Fireball result, they said, all right, we'll give you 2 months off. Consequently, it was a great LP, I thought. And we had ideas, Ian Gillan, myself and Roger. It began to become a trio writing then.
Right.
John started stepping back, and Ian just gives percussive ideas. And
right.
So it was a trio by Machine Head. Who do we think we are? Was really weird, because I never spoke to Ian Gillan all that time we made the LP. I never spoke to him once. Old ladies started coming into it, and all these personal problems. You know. After that, we said, let's forget it.
You know. Do you think In Rock was the best period for you and the band?
No. Machine Head, I like the best.
Really?
Yeah. In Rock was good, but it was a good period, but we were coming up. You know what I mean? But, I don't know. You know, some, the only ones I haven't liked have been Fireball. It's the only one I thought was like nowhere. Yeah, I know a lot of people don't like that LP for some reason. Didn't see it, you know. There's just nothing on it. You know.
What about Who Do We Think We Are? A lot of people thought that might have been, that was a weak one.
That was a what?
That was a weak one as opposed to
Fireball. Yeah, right, because there was no... everybody refused to write with everybody else. I was even holding back ideas. I was saying, I'm not going to give you Purple this idea, because this is going to another thing. Yeah.
Right.
So I was turning out shit. So was everybody else. Yeah. Just rubbish. Yeah. Who do we think we are was bad. Waste of time.
Do you mind at all having to play like things like Smoke in the Water?
No, because I like that. I wouldn't play it. I don't play anything I don't want to. Smoke was one of my favourite tracks. Mary Long was one of my favourite tracks. Machine Head's good. What else? Speaking was... Into the Fire was very good, I thought. Child in Time was good. Purely from the vocal point of view, it was very, very different.
Why don't you do Speaking anymore?
Because we have to move on a bit. You know, we do incorporate a lot of the old numbers, but you can't do too many, you know. He'd be on there all night if he was to play that one. Forgotten how to play it anyway. But, you know, he would have to copy Ian Gillan, our new vocalist.
Were you pleased with Burn, the new album?
Yeah. They're okay, yeah, I think they're okay. I'm never pleased with anything, really.